اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يمه.
ويلكم يا مصطفى.
السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. استيم لسنرز اوف سيريس اف ام ان مركز صحابه ذا فويس اوف اهل السنه والجماعه. وي ويلكم يو تو ذس بروجرام الفقه على المذاهب الاربعه. Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 11th of Dhul Qa'dah, 1444, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 1st of June, 2023. Alhamdulillah, we have our Honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab, Damat Barakatuhu. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم وزايد كان جزاك الله خيرا.
Our topic today is on Qurbani. Mufti Saab, where is the origin of Qurbani in the Quran and Sunnah?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved Master and Leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here first we should discuss the word Qurbani, bi Qurbanin ta'kuluhu an-nar. The word is mentioned in a noble Quran. So Qurban will mean you do a certain action, and it brings us and draws us closer to Almighty Allah, to the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Udhiya. Udhiya is called Udhiya. Why? Because duha, now this time here, 11 o'clock, quarter past 11, 11:30, this is time for duha. What duha? You know, chapter number 93 of the Noble Quran. So the forenoon, so Udhiya. So when people will normally slaughter the Qurbani animal, then we read that verse, chapter 108, Surah Inna A'atayna Kal Kawthar Faswalli Li Rabbika Wanhar. First you read your Eid Salat, Eid Al-Adha Salat, and thereafter, so you eat Salat 8 o'clock, 8, 9 o'clock, depending on the season, and then you go and make your Qurbani. So now it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, so duha time. So that animal now and that action is called udhiya. You see? So everything has got wonderful reasons. We must go into the philology, the history of that and so forth. So where is Quran Sharif telling us about Qurbani and so forth? Surah 108, Surah Kawthar, verse 2. فَسْوَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنْحَرْ. That perform your Eid Salat for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, وَنْحَرْ. And then go and slaughter. In the Quran Sharif, you will find these two words. One word you will find نَحَرْ. And one word you will find أَنْ تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً. So we find Nahar and we find Zabah. So Nahar, as far as Qurbani goes, is only for camels. So Nahar means you keep the camel standing and the back leg you fasten it. Now me and you, we don't know these things here. That very few non-Arabs you will find that are masters in that. They know how to slaughter and sacrifice camels and so forth. The Arabs, yes. And the old Arabs, they are masters in that. They know exactly that how to slaughter it and so forth and so on. They use a big knife like a sword and then they just poke it and the camel is still standing. And then when the blood gushes, oozes out, then slowly, slowly you will see it will fall down and so forth. So that is Nahar. Zabah is you bring the animal there on the ground. So the goat, the sheep, the cow and so forth. And then you slaughter it. So that is Zabah. So that is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Ma hadhi al-adahi ya Rasulullah. What is this adahi? See, udhiya, singular. Adahi, plural. So Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, because all this is happening in Medina Munawwara. There were no Jummah Salat or Eid Salat in Makkah and so forth. So all this came into existence in Medina, Ba'd al-Hijrah, after the migration to Medina Munawwara. So what is this Qurbani and Udhiha all about? Qalu ya Rasulullah, they said, they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Hiya, Adahi, the Hiya. Hiya pronoun refers to Adahi. This Adahi, Udhiya, Qurbani is Sunnah to Abikum Ibrahim. Is the way. Sunnah means the manner, method, way, tariqah, all that, of your spiritual father, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hiya sunnah to abikum Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is nami nami ismi grami, is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 14 is dedicated to him, Surah Ibrahim. Ibrahim, Abun Rahim, the kind, compassionate father. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Deen, deen, you will say Allah's deen. So deen al-haq, like that, Allah Ta'ala's deen and that. But milla, you attribute it to a person always. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيم, like that. So it will mean that the teachings which the Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, that he taught, he dictated to the people and so forth, like that. So from there we learn that he has sunnah to abikum Ibrahim. So we elaborate on that just now. Then Sahaba said, okay, وَمَا لَنَا فِيهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. So okay, we will perform, we will execute the function, the duty, sacrifice, slaughter. But وَمَا لَنَا فِيهَا. What will we receive? What are the rewards and the thawab and so forth? قَالْ بِشْكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَسَنًا. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, for every hair on the animal, you will get reward. This is authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif, and so forth. So therefore, we all should look for reasons to make qurbani. We shouldn't look for excuses not to make qurbani and so forth and so on, like some people do today and so forth. So we spend so much money on other things. You just take our clothing, how much we spend. You take on our shoes, then we take on our food. I'm not speaking of basic, I'm speaking about chocolates and sweets and ice cream and all these type of things, so on, how much we spend. And we go out, say, no, it's an outing, I'm taking my wife, I'm taking my children for outing and a picnic, and thus 1,000 and 2,000 just goes in one day. You must remember that. So how come we got so much money for that? And for this action, we always try and look, no, they make excuses. So many people, they will try and say, no, I don't want to make qurbani, and so I made last year, why must I make this year? So all that, you must remember, we should abstain and refrain from such type of thinking and so forth. So yeah, one word came, hiya sunnah to abikum Ibrahim. So this is the historical perspective, basically. You see, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, chapter 37, Surah Safat, verse 100, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. So he read the dua, رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So that is chapter 37, verse 100. Then 101, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. Then we gave him the son. And the son is Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, his first son. Now his son can run around, does that all. So how much joy it brings to the father, the mother, and so forth. Their father is so old, and now he's blessed with the son. So now another test. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَأُوْ سَعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. So Anbiya's dream is wahi, is revelation, not like my dream and your dream. So remember that, أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ, I'm slaughtering you, sacrificing you. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. So thus he's testing his son. What will his response be? See, he's a Nabi also. قَالَ يَا أَبَتِفْ أَلْمَاتُ أُمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. So I will also be 100% ready for it. And now he went and he took his son, remember, there to Mina, from Makkah to Mina he went. And he took the knife and he slaughtered also. But Allah Ta'ala made the knife blunt and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala spared his life. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. So yet another dimension comes about. So Jibreel alayhi salatu salam comes down with that ram, you see, from Jannah now. And now going to slaughter that, you must remember. All this is happening in Mina. So now he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He then, father and son, when that slaughtering was taking place, they never faced one another eye to eye. Because why? Then mercy, compassion might overtake him. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ He turned him around, you see. So, you know, slaughtered this way from the neck downwards, like that, you see. So all these are finer points we must pick up, you see. So this is called Takbir-e-Tashriq. It starts on the day of Arafat, you see, on the 9th of Zulhijjah. And it ends on the 13th, Asr time. So easy way to remember will be that 23 Farz Salat. 23 Farz Salat. So on the 9th, all 5 Salat. On the 10th, all 5. On the 11th, all 5. On the 12th, all 5. And on the 13th, remember, Fajr, Zuhur, Asr. Now a question comes that you, Maulana Zahid Khan, Damat Barakatum, you're making 8 Salat in Johannesburg or Benoni or wherever, example I'm giving, Lanesia, wherever. Now you're the Khatib, you're the Imam, you're the everything. So when you perform your Eid Salat, now you made Islam. So, Ba'ada Salatil Eid, you read Takbir or not? Yes, you should read. Remember that. Why you should read? Because Quran Tashreef tells us also, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ If you study Eid al-Fitr, you will find, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ That you will find Surah 2 and verse 185. And when you study Eid al-Adha, then Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us, remember that, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ And then, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ So see, that Allah Ta'ala is showing you, you must remember that, that what must you do? You must read the takbir. Well, even after the Eid Salat, it's not part of the one of the 23, but it's good to read it. You must remember that. So, see what Quran Sharif is telling you in Surah Hajj, Surah number 22, where Almighty Allah speaks about the Qurbani and about all that. What Allah says? Allah Ta'ala is telling us, يَنَالُ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ It's not the blood of the animal or the flesh of the animal that reaches Almighty Allah. It is, remember that, your taqwa and your intention and all that, that reaches Almighty Allah. So we can see from there, then Allah Ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا Now camel, how big is it? Cow. Allah Ta'ala subjugated these animals for you, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ You see? So you beautify, you read your takbir because Allah gave you hidayat. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ And you must give glad tidings to those who fulfill their duty with beauty. Chapter 22, verse 37. Hadith in Tabarani. زينوا أعيادكم بالتكبير Beautify your Eid with takbir. So you read one time, three times. It's all very good and loudly, not softly, loudly. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. So we must learn all this. Many a time our ulama, imams, they don't do this. So remember that this is encouraged in our Islam, in our deen. So we must read the takbir and read it. Even going to the Eidgah, there's ijma on that for Eid al-Adha. All the imams say we must read the takbir and so forth loudly. So that is also another masla that came about from there. Takbir tashriq. So remember 9th, the day of Arafah. 10th, Yomul Eid or Yomul Nahar. And then 11, 12, 13 is tashriq. Tashriq means that you the skin, the hide of the animal, you take it and you place it in the sun, the tanning process. You see, kullu ihabin dubiga faqattahu radis in Mishkat. So that those days they put in the sun and all that. Nowadays they got a lot of gadgets, chemicals and whatever. So for the dabagat and for the tanning process and so forth. So we will say that the origin of it started there. That it was a compensation. So actually we are supposed to give our life. But Allah Ta'ala spared this ummah from that and said, no, that you don't give your life, you slaughter, sacrifice the animal, the an'am. So the an'am will mean the goat, the sheep, you know, family, or the cow family, cow, ox, buffalo, like that. or the camel family, like that. So that is how the Qurbani started and so forth. Then another question comes, who made the first Qurbani? If somebody asks us, what we will say? We will say the first Qurbani was done by the two sons of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. So one son's name, remember, was Habil, and the other one was Qabil. So Habil slaughtered the goat, the sheep, all that, and he was accepted. And he, the other brother, he slaughtered, not slaughtered, he gave some, you understand, like wheat or barley or whatever he gave in the part of him. So he was not accepted. Then he committed murder. He killed his brother. So all this you will find in Surah Ma'idah, and you must remember verses 27, and it goes on right up to 31 and so forth. So it shows that Qurbani is all from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time. Quran says, Iqarraba Qurbana. You see? So they made Qurbani. So you must remember that. So one brother was accepted and other one was not accepted. So Allah Ta'ala, the sign of acceptance those days was, بِقُرْبَانٍ تَأْكُلُهُ النَّارِ, that a fire would come and it would burn it and so forth. So that's a sign that they're Qurbani. This is us, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's barakah, that me and you, we eat, kulu wa at'imu wa dakhiru. You eat and you feed and you store it also till the following year also. So if you want about that ayat, Surah 3, verse 183, بِقُرْبَانٍ تَأْكُلُهُ النَّارِ, you see. So that is how they knew that the Qurbani is accepted. So there are many things like that you will find in the Quran Sharif. لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ نَسْتَنْ. So all that Quran says about the Allah Ta'ala gave them Qurbani and slaughtering and all that. So anyway, that is how we can understand the historical perspective and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, what is the ruling with regards to Qurbani? Is it compulsory or not?
Remember, the Hanafis only say it's like compulsory. And the Shafis, Malikis, Ambalis, they got a very unique term in this sense here. They will say it's farz-e kifaya, that if one, two people in the town do it, so it's sufficient for everybody. Or it's sunnat-e muakkada al kifaya, and so forth. So, or per family, if one person does it, and so forth. So, meaning there's a lot of flexibility allowed, according to Shafis, Malikis, Ambalis. So, therefore, say Cape Town, if 100 people do it in different areas, so it's sufficient. Not everybody has to do it, and so. Everybody does it, it's good, but it's not compulsory. And, like, for example, like where the Shafis, Malikis, Ambalis are like that. Hanafis, they're very strict on this. Hanafis say, فَصْوَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنْحَرْ الْأَمْرُ لِلْهُجُوبِ. They say the Amr, injunction, commandment is for compulsion. And they use a hadith that is mentioned in Ibn Majah, and the hadith is sahih. مَنْ وَجَدَ سَعَةً, whosoever finds the means of slaughtering, فَلَمْ يُضَحِي, and he didn't slaughter, then فَلَا يَقْرَبَنَّ مُسْوَلَّانَا, he mustn't even come near the place of reading Eid Salat. So meaning that he mustn't come for Eid. So it doesn't mean now practically he mustn't come for Eid. It's a warning to that person. You're supposed to do Qurbani and so forth. It's like how the Quran Sharif says, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ, that whosoever wants, he must bring Iman. Whosoever wants, he must make Kufr. Now Allah forbid a person to make Kufr. He say, Allah, you commanded Allah. Is al-amru lit-tahdeed. Allah Ta'ala is warning you. Allah Ta'ala is giving you a stern, stern warning. There's one option, not two options, you see. So here also, that you're supposed to do it. Now here is a mix-up with the Hanafi people that you'll find that many of them say, no, Qurbani is not compulsory upon me. So I tell them, no, it's compulsory. Say, how? You see that you don't work like zakat. Zakat, you work with hawlane hawl, that the whole year you must take into consideration. Yeah, your days of Qurbani are the 10th, the 11th, the 12th. Those 3 days, any one of these days, you are sahib and nisab. You have reached 9,000 rand in cash or kind. So remember, Qurbani will be compulsory upon you. One. Two, zakat and Qurbani, this is the difference, Hanafi school. Everything that's extra, you will add it. You take your money, you take your gold, you take your silver, you take your mali tijarat, your goods for trade, you understand, stock for trade and so forth, stock in trade. And now you will come to your clothing. So how many kurtas I need? 3, 4, I got 20. How many shoes I need? 2 pairs, I got 10. How many, you understand, pots and pans and all that my wife needs? Cutlery, crockery, you understand? So she needs 5, 10. So she got 20. So everything that's extra, you must put one side, the value of it. So now when you put the value of that one side and add that to your money, add that to your gold, to your silver, to your stock in trade, all that, if it reaches 9,000 rand or more, so Qurbani is compulsory upon you. So that is how it works according to the Hanafis. Now our people look for excuses, you must remember. Say, no, I made last year, so now this year I won't make, I'll make for my wife, or I'll make for my father, or I'll make for the marhum. For the deceased you're making is isali sawab. That is mustahab, is good. It's not compulsory or something. But you see, this is how the waswasa and whisperings of shaitan, they work. They deceive the people, remember that. So we're not saying, we encourage you. We say, do for the parents, do for the whole ummah of Nabi alayhi salam. But that does not mean that you for yourself you mustn't do. For yourself also you must do. That's more important than doing for the deceased and so forth. So we must get our priorities right there. So in a nutshell, you will say, oh, and remember when Hanafi say compulsory, is compulsory upon people who are, you know, sane and mature and so forth. So upon children, that there's no minors, there's ijma, there's no qurbani. If you do for your children, it's just mustahab, it's okay. But it's not compulsory. No one says it's compulsory. So that's one. Second one will be musafir. Now some people deliberately they become musafir. You see, say, no, me for Eid I'm going to Durban. I'm going to stay there 3 days, then I'll come back. So now from Joburg you go to Durban, or from Durban you come to Johannesburg, and then there's no qurbani on you. But now, is that the right thing to do? We will say that is against the spirit of Qurbani. You should look at the great maximum, optimum reward you're going to get. Don't go look for a hila and a bahana and an excuse and loophole in the system and so forth. You know, in English, the nice word they call skaldakhari. So there's all those loopholes and so forth. So musafir also, there isn't. But the musafir also must be proper musafir, you know. Not go for haram things and then say I'm musafir. Therefore, I told you before, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad and them, they have a very nice usul. They say, An-ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur. That the bounties of Allah, you can't obtain it via haram things. So there's no qasr for you if a person is going to casino, meet his girlfriend, go for soccer match and cricket match and all these kind of things there. You can't make jama bina salatain and all that. When your journey itself is haram and so forth. So according to Shafi's and them. So we must be clear on all these type of issues. Then we must. So anyway, we have these kind of programs now. We know exactly 4 weeks' time in South Africa and most countries. It will be Eid, inshallah, 29th of, you must remember, this June. So that will be 10th of Zulhijjah, inshallah, al-Aziz. So we must start preparing from now already. So therefore, we started this program now. So it must be a catalyst. It must be there to, you know, motivate us, inspire us. No, it's right. I also should make qurbani and so forth. And then qurbani, the spirit mustn't be, you look for the cheapest price. You see, that also another story. I sent a message to the Maulana here in the deer. I said, Maulana, I want the most expensive one. One for me, one for my wife. And last year, you know, we went there, and mashallah, they got wonderful facilities. So I told him like that, you see. So why? Allama Kasani, rahimahullah, in Badayu Sana'i, he's Malikul Ulama of the Hanafis, the king, and great alim, great scholar, Mufaqih. So he mentioned, some people say hadith, but not hadith. So, azimu dhahayakum, fa innaha matayakum. أَذِّمُوا ضَحَايَاكُمْ. Choose fat, healthy, good animals. Why? فَإِنَّهَا مَطَايَاكُمْ. That will be your means of conveyance. That you will be on top and that animal will take you straight to Jannah. Now you come with a mar and a lean and half sakarat animal. Allah forbid, maybe you fall down or the animal falls down, you know. So we all, it's a gift we are giving. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. So Allah is pure. Allah accepts only that that's pure. Imagine you give somebody a gift, a watch or a pen, and that watch or pen is not working. So now, it's an insult, obviously. So you must remember that even here, we must choose that which is healthy, good, expensive, and so forth, as far as possible.
Mufti Sahib, can we give the meat to non-Muslims or not?
Yes, you must remember that before we come to that, we must do all the other things first. So you must remember that the hadith is authentic and remember the people were nasu ana ghafilun. So remember the people, majority, they don't know these things. Yeah, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that idha ra'a ahadukum hilala dhil hijjah, that when you idha ra'a ahadukum, now when you saw the hilal and the new moon and crescent for Zul Hijjah, and wa arada ay ahadukum ayyudahiyya. You see this word, wa arada ahadukum. So that is Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's dalil also. And one of you, any one of you, that you want to make. So it means it's not compulsory. You see? So that's how they use the dalil also. So, and one of you made intention that you want to make qurbani and all that, then فَلَا يَأْخُذْ أَنْ أَشْعَارِهِ وَلَا مِنْ أَصْفَارِهِ شَيْئًا. It's different words you will find. You'll find in Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat, various compilations and all that. So you should not clip your nails. You should not cut your hair and all that. So now when 29th of Zulqa'dah comes, you see today is 11th. So now that, you must remember, before Zulhijjah starts. So on the 29th of Zulqa'dah, remove all your unwanted hair, that underarms and pubic hair, and clip your nails and all. Then after you slaughter, then you will do all that again, you see. So that is there. Walayalin ashir. Walayalin ashir. Allah is taking an oath on the 10 nights, you must remember, of Zulhijjah. Hadith in Tirmidhi. You keep fast the first 9 nights, kasiyami sanatin. And you make ibadah during those nights, the 10 nights, then it is like you made kasiyami laylatil qadri. It's like you made ibadah on laylatul qadr. The hadith is weak in Tirmidhi, but in Fadail is acceptable, remember that. So the days are important, the nights are important. People like Shaykhul Islam and them, Ibn Taymiyyah and them, they were giants, you know. It doesn't mean we agree with everything, but some places they made mistake, but on the whole, they were very great. So they were asked a nice masla. They said, the last 10 days of Ramadan is more important, or the first 10 days of Zulhijjah is more important, or the last 10 days of Ramadan is more important. See the question. So they make tawfiq, they make tatbik. He say that the 10 nights of Ramadan are better. Why? Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfisha. And the 10 days of Zulhijjah are better. Why? Because Yom Arafah. You see? So that's how they made tawfiq, they reconcile everything beautifully. So anyway, so we must know all these things here. Now comes the day of Eid, right? So we're going to read our Eid Salat, and thereafter you must remember that the khutbah and all that, you know, first is Salat and then is khutbah and all. And on Eid day when you meet and all that, you will find in Bukhari Sharif's commentary. So you must remember that is Fathul Bari. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani writes, when Sahaba used to meet on Eid day, then they used to read, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, that Allah accept from us and Allah accept from you. But it's not only Sahaba. There's even a hadith in Bayhaqi that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also used to say. So we say it's a sunnah dua for Eid, whether it's Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, all that. Then the original sunnah is this. Now this sunnah is very, very few people practice on it. So remember that what you do, you read your Eid Salat, you heard the khutbah, everything. You made dua for everybody, taqabbal Allah. Then your camel is there, or your cow is there, your goat sheep is there. So you go there and faswalli li rabbika wa nahar. Now you slaughter. Right? So after you sacrificed and slaughtered and all these things there, then you cook that animal. Yes, then. So you all that. Then in I'la'u sunan, you see, I'la'u sunan, Allama Zafar Ahmad Usmani and them, they wrote. So very great book that is for the Hanafis. You find a lot of dalils there. So they say thereafter, then you eat the kaleji. You understood? You eat the kabit, the liver, and so forth and so. You know when we went last year to the deer. So we went, I lectured, and then the khutbah and this, then we went to go see. We had breakfast, and then we went to go see and all that. Then I asked them, what time was it, Maulana, as you know? Say, Maulana, I don't eat anything. Understood? Yet he wait. You must remember, till the kaleji is cooked, and then they bring for him. Say, 10:30, he'll eat then, you see. So that is original sunnah. So you must remember. But now for us, we ordinary people now, so this way also it can work. So after finish, now what we're going to do? So we come home, then we meet the family all, and we have a nice, healthy, hearty breakfast. Understood? Because we need strength also to slaughter and all these kind of things. So it's also tick chase, all right, no problem, the sin or something. Then you go and you slaughter. Understood? So you must remember. Now, before you slaughter, so there are 4 or 5 things you must be careful about. The person slaughtering should know all the etiquettes and other. Oh, just bring one by one and just slaughter. So you, the zabih or zabihin, the slaughterer, you must know. Number one, inni wajjahtu wajhiya lillazi fatara samawati wal arda hanifa wa ma ana min mushrikeen. We read the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why? Quran says, ulaika alladhina hadallah fabihudahu muqtadi. 25 prophet names and messengers are there in the Quran. You must follow them. You must follow them. Make iqtad faqt fabihudahu muqtadi. Follow them immaculately like that. So that then when you have the animal, then Bismillah, Wallahu Akbar. You say Bismillah, Wallahu Akbar, Bismillah, Akbar, both is fine. And you slaughter with a sharp, sharp knife, you see. And no other animals must be in front of that animal you are sacrificing. Now what about women? When you go to Musnad Ahmad, you will find a ajib, that is beautiful. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his beloved Ladli, his daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, "Qumi fashhadi." You stand here and you witness your animal that is being slaughtered, sacrificed. So that also is a sunnah. But now our people, they have practiced that sunnah, and then they will do haram in the process. It's like a person, he wear lungi. They say it's sunnah. But he don't know how to wait, or he don't know how to sit with it. Now he sits with it, and then he's exposing everything. So now that is jahalat and ignorance. So now they take the wife, they take the daughter, or whatever. Say, come, we're going. Now there's 150 men, strangers. So now this lady is witnessing there. And each day, you know our ladies, how they dress, majority of them, 99%. So that is not sunnah, that's haram that. Now you're exposing your wife to all and sundry and all these type of things there. Yeah. So this is now in your house, in your backyard, by your house and all that. So that just you are there, your sons are there, your daughter is there, wife is there, maybe her brother, father is there. Then it's fine, it's no problem. You see? So we must know how. Mokai shanasi, mardam shanasi. You must know when that hadith is applicable. Not that we apply it how we feel like. You must remember these things here. And then you do the slaughtering. So that. And as I told you, it must be swift movement and all these type of things. And now, when it's... Now another mistake our people make. You must remember, you must wait till that animal becomes totally motionless. You understood? That is totally all the bleeding, oozing, all that took place. Then you start removing the hide and the skin and all these things there. So today when you're slaughtering 100, 500, hey, quick, they just not right. You must wait for it to be totally motionless. Right? Then, now, you make it into big chunks and all that, and pieces and what, and then you distribute it. Distribute best these three parts. One part for yourself you keep, one part for your family, friends, and one part for the poor people. Now the question comes, can we give non-Muslims? Hanafis say yes. Shafis, Hanbalis and them say no. It must be given to Muslims. Same thing for Qurbani, and the same law for Aqiqah also. That Shafi's, Hanbalis and them say no. You can't give non-Muslims, you must give Muslims. So Hanafis say for Aqiqah also and Qurbani also you can give. And one thing you must remember, to sell the meat is haram. You can't take Qurbani meat and start selling it. You understood? It's haram, that you can't do that. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Kulu, eat. Wa'at'imu, and you feed others also, you see. And you can store it, people make baltong and that, it lasts for 3 months, maybe till the next Eid also. So all that is fine and acceptable, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif.
Inshallah, before we go for the break, there's an announcement, the mayat announcement, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, the mayat of Muhammad Ali Ghulam Hurzuk, son of Ghulam and Jubu, that will leave from the 24th of Hawke Street, Extension 1, Lanesia. The time will be 3:30, and the Janaza Salah time will be 3:45, Lanesia Cemetery. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those, the marhumin, forgiveness and entry into Jannah. We now head on for the break, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we return to this program. Mufti Sahab, the next question is, what is the exact time for Qurbani?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember, there's a wonderful book for you, Maulana, you should write it down. Al-Masailu Allati Infarada Biha Shafi'i Duna Ikhwati by Hafiz Allama Ibn Kathir Rahimahullah. Ibn Kathir was Shafi'i. So remember that he wrote a book where Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah is one side. And you must remember that the other three scholars and jurors and imams, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal are one side. So now take this masla. It's very interesting. So, we say this year, inshallah Aziz, that Thursday is 29th of June, today is 1st of June, right? So, what we would normally work with Islamic calendar, but it make easy for you. So, 11th of Zulqa'dah, right? So, and then on 10th of Zulhijjah, so that will be 29th, inshallah, of June, Thursday. So, that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you got 3 days for slaughtering, okay? And so that will be daytime, nighttime, all that is permissible, no problem and all that. So before the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Maghrib time, you must be finished. Imam Shafi'i only states, no, you can slaughter on Sunday also. The 13th you can slaughter. So we say 10th, 11th, 12th of Zulhijjah. He, Imam Shafi'i, says 10, 11, 12, 13, Ayyamut Tashriq. So remember that the 13th also till Maghrib time you can slaughter. So that is what before Maghrib you must be done. So that is only Al-Imam Shafi. And you will find that masla in this kitab. Similarly, for the ulama and students who want to go into tahqiq and so forth, there's another book where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is alone. And then the Hanafis, Malikis and Shafis all at this side. Al-Fathur Rabbani ala Mufradati Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani. So see, wonderful book. I got this to book, Alhamdulillah. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I give you just one masla. We're discussing all these animals and all. So if you eat, now I'm got wudu, right? I got wudu, Alhamdulillah. I eat a camel meat, you see. So my wudu is broken. Broken, finish. Who says that? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Majority scholars say, no, the wuzu don't break. How can it be? You eat food, your wuzu break. There's nothing happened, no najasat, impurity. So no, there's dalil. So majority scholars say that man akal al-jazur and all that fal yatawadda means you make wuzu lugawi. you wash your hands, gargle your mouth and all that. Or it means make wudu ala sabilil istihbab. That is mustahab, is good. It's not for hujub, it's not for compulsion, you see. So that is why? Because the camel is very proud animal. And now that what you eat will have an impact on you. So it's better you go make wudu. So that will be the rationale and the underlying factor and so forth. So therefore, it's very good to understand this type of books and so forth. So you speak of the time. And remember that after you eat salat, then only you start making your qurbani and all that, not before eat salat. So we should be very clear on that issue as well.
Mufti Sahib, which is the best time to make qurbani?
Yeah, the best time will be first tabiqul khairat. In Islam, you must remember, we mustn't make a tasweef. Tasweef means so far. No, I won't do today, I'll do tomorrow, I'll do next day and all. So it's not a hadith, it's a saying, at tasweefu min ash-shaytan. They're to delay. See people, they say, no, I won't go for Hajj. Now, big problems, you must remember. 2020, can't go. 21, you can't go. 22, you can't go, because under 65. Now we're already 23, and now 2023, now you have to wait. Whether your name will come out, won't come out, all that. Therefore, is hadith is sahih in Abu Dawood. Man arad al-hajja fal yata'ajjal. When you made the intention of Hajj, you must make haste. You must remember that. And so forth. So similarly, yeah, that the first day is the best, although it's most expensive, you see. Now people, they're looking at the price. First day will be so much. Second day will be so much. Third day will be less, you understood. So it's jai second day, third day, but best will be the first day.
Mufti Sahib, should we do qurbani locally or overseas?
That's a very, very famous question. Remember that we advise people always at least one goat or one sheep or one cow, or if you can find a camel. South Africa, there are camels, but very few. So you find that so at least one animal. I use the word animal deliberately, the goat, the sheep, the cow, that you should. Why? You have to teach your children. You know, I've been to all these countries, that you go Russia, and you go China, and you go, you must remember, New Canada and America, and you go to Switzerland, or you go to, you must remember, this Australia and New Zealand. So many of them, New Zealand they'll still do, because they, mashallah, for this 4 million people and 40 million sheep. So I went thrice there, so many times I have to make this joke like, I say, mashallah, one man, one vote, and one man, 10 sheep, you understood? So there, so it's that. So anyway, but you are speaking of the Muslims now. So you will find some Muslims in these Western countries, they say, you know what, they got this law and that and that. So they never saw a qurbani being done. Now, for us, I mean, we used to just look forward to it. I can remember, you understand, we were growing up and we grew up in the African township. When it's Eid day, my father and everybody's shop is closed. Come on, we're going to the farm, you understand. We all had our breakfast and every year Allah bless my mother and, you know, parents. Every must have, you understand, that kheer, the milk, and you must have the puri, you see. That is like the standard food and all that, and a nice hearty meal, like. Now after that, we're all going, whole family, boy, men, all, not the woman, all the men we're going. Then you get some guys, they come. They're like cowboys, you understand? They come with the rope, and they come with a hat and all these kind of things. So now you see how they're going to slaughter the cow. Then one cow must bolt and run away. Then the guys are chasing, and a lot of stories, you understood? And sometimes they used to do things not 100% right also. That was like now torture also, you know. So they don't. They slaughter one animal in front of that. There wasn't much, you understand, education regarding the etiquettes of slaughter. But you must remember the spirit was always there. So today, that spirit is gone, you must remember. Today, see, to break our pride, what Islam says, wa'atu zakat. You must go and pay your zakat. Who pays zakat today? They pay zakat, they make EFT finish. They're just making EFT. 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, 100,000. Give this organization. They don't even know where it is. Islam ethics is this. You go, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi and them, they go look for the poor person and they give him the zakat. And Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, when I used to give them, I used to give them with both my hands. So they must not feel inferior. You see, that is ethics. That is the spirituality. So all that, we now totally far from all these things. If we give today, I say, another mufatiya came, just give him, let him go. You don't understand? So that is what. So we must look. What Nabi alayhi salam told the sahabi, inni ajidu fi qalbi al-qaswa ya Rasulullah. My heart is gone hard. So Nabi alayhi salam told him, prophetic prescription. Go you and at'imil masakin. Go feed the poor. You go feed the poor. Know what it means? Then your heart will start melting. And wamsah yadaka ala ra'sil yatim. Yesterday we did it in tafsir, where the hearts become a heart. Thumma qasat qulubukum. So now what happens? Take your hand and put on the head of the yatim children. Father passed away. The mother can be alive or she's deceased. So the mother is there. For example, the child is there. It's very good to do on a Palestinian children, Syrian children, Bosnian children. But what about the African children? You see, your mate. Now their child got no father. They don't know where the father. He died or whatever. So you must remember. How many of us will do that for that? You see, even that apartheid mentality came there also. You see, it's hadith sahih in Tirmidhi Sharif. So these are things we must learn. So now when we go, then we must learn how to slaughter, sacrifice. We must show our children and so forth. Now we just one shortcut, make EFT. Send money to India, send money to Malawi, send money here, send money there. The spirit of Qurbani, it is gone, finish and plow. Understood. And that is the ruh. That is what will motivate you. You must remember these kind of things. Then especially for our children who are growing up, they bombarded left, right, and center by the Western media and Western propaganda. And when our special occasions come, that also we deprive them. So, is that a crime? Obviously, it's a crime. But now you go to the Maulvi or to the Mufti, or say, no, he's jais, just do overseas finish. Why? He's getting a cut there. See, that is the trouble. So this is what we tell you. We say at least one, do there, so that spirit must carry on, you understand, of Qurbani and so forth. I'm not saying it's must, but I'm saying it's highly recommended and highly we will suggest that you do so. You want really to serve overseas and send money. So fine. So how many people I sent it out to? So our recommendation is you send to Majlisul Ulama. So remember, you know, there's no commission business, there's no nothing and all that. And the animal will be given to those people who hardly get meat in during the year and so forth. The poor, poor areas, you must remember, Bangladesh and where Hazrat Maulana and them, they got all their contacts. And therefore we promote it also. You must remember that. So any one of you, you want to make Qurbani overseas, so remember, then we will strongly recommend and advise you that do it with Majlisul Ulama on Desai Day in PE. And if you want that, they sent it to me also, and they know I advertise it for them. So you must remember 071-888-1184. 071-888-1184. Now, last week, Maulana, I went for Salat. You know, Zohar time was. When I come back here by the fence, I see something hanging there. So I pick it up, I see the newspaper, Lanesia Times. So I said, all right, I'll read it. Afterwards, I started reading. I'm telling you without exaggeration, quarter or one-third of the paper is all Qurbani adverts. This Maulana and this organization and this person, three-quarter of them I don't even know. That's not important. But you must look at the prices. That is my point. So now you, for example, Mohammed Zaid Khan or Suleiman Mota of ours, Suleiman Esop, you say, make Qurbani with me. So per share in a cow, 300 rand. Now we're sitting currently at rand, dollar, 20 rand. It's 1970, 1980, it's 20 rand. You understand, plus minus. Now you're telling me in 2,100 rand, you're going to buy a cow. And you will have to go there, or you're going to send somebody there, or you got your molvi there, or whatever. And you're still going to make profit, and so forth, and so on. So that cow you're going to slaughter, me, I don't believe this 300 story. Let me be honest about that. I don't accept it, you understand? And I'll show you how they fool the people and so forth. They take the people for a big ride, you must remember. Same thing with this Hajj Badal story and that. It's good that also coming in. I'll explain to you how they run a racket, you must remember. So, now, Suleiman, this is you, Suleiman. Suleiman is all right, the example. This is the example, Suleiman Mota. Suleiman say, make Qurbani with me. So 100 people gave him money. Say 100 cows, you understand? Then they will say, you know what, another 100, make another 100 sheep. So they will go to whatever. For Isa alayhi sawab, you see. So you will slaughter that cows and this. We hope so. And they will show you on the video. They see the cow. But they're showing everybody the same cow, you know. They're showing everybody the same sheep and same goat. They're not different ones. Same ones they're showing. Or they will show you five, then they say, see all yours. They won't show you 100. They will show you like that. Okay. Now you see that Isa alayhi sawab won. That 100 people gave them money. They're supposed to slaughter how many? 100. Goat sheep. They slaughter one. They slaughter two. So now everybody made intention. So we just slaughter one, two, three like that. Everybody gets sawab finished. Now that the rest of the money, that becomes their profit. You got it? So that. Now, Hajj time. Now I say, no, we're sending people for Hajj Badal. My father passed away. This one is ill. He can't make Hajj. This one, this, that. So that Mota, who's performing Hajj there, he's from Makkah or Jeddah or Medina or what and what. You think he's going to make Hajj for one person. He collect money from ABC. He collect money from XYZ. He collect money from other people. So he collected, you say, 10,000 rand. Example, it's much more they charge. I'm just using 10,000. So he collected a handsome package of 30, 40, 50,000. And he went. Now sometime that person met another person. He said, you arrange somebody for your Hajj. He said, yeah. That person there. Say, hey, but even I gave him money. So now I'm asking you, how can one person make a first Hajj, for two, three different people? If it's Nafil Hajj, it's fine. But then also it's not right for that person to take money from everybody. You understood? So that's the record they're running. So therefore, I have to say this, that when we study Quran, you find yu'minuna bil ghayb. That you believe in the unseen. But today, our Maulvis and our many organizations, I don't say all, but I'll say many. So you must say, because you can, we know it's happening, this record and so forth. So, yu'minuna bil jayb. Islam is used for commercial reasons to enrich yourself, you must remember. Then they get caught, then they don't know what to do and all these type of things. Yeah. So therefore, I'm just wa nasahtu lakum, wa lakin la tuhibbuna nasihin. But sometimes you don't like what we are telling you. I'm telling you, these organizations, Qurbani, there's halal logos, the Sharia compliant, whole lot is all money-making gimmick. In 80%, 90% of the time, you must remember, you get illa mashallah, somebody really fearing Allah, and so forth. And that's why Maulana is doing all these things, because he knows the corruption that is going on. See this Ramadan that passed. Who told us this? All the Zamzam came here is all fake. Who told us? Even I never knew. So Maulana told us, and then we sent it out to everybody. So you must understand, how many million people drink Zamzam and they paid maximum price, 5 liter, 500 rand, 4 liter, 300 rand. So everything is money making. So that's the problem with this overseas one and so forth. That in majority of the cases, you must remember that Isa alayhi sawab one of yours is gone. You must remember that. He said, of course I did it. But he slaughtered one, two. He didn't slaughter for everybody. Understood? So that's how they, you see, is hook, line and sinker. You must catch them. You understood? So they say, well, Allah guide one and all. Suleiman Mota, I think you also open one Qurbani. Suleiman Mota, Qurbani specialist. Understood? So these type of things. We're just joking. Allah Ta'ala make easy. Allah Ta'ala protect us all from these people who are taking the ummah for a ride. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.